This is Twit.
Mike, Pittsburgh, PA. Hi, Mike. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hello, Leo. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Long, long-time follower, second-time caller.
Thank you.
So I have a Pixel 3a. I love it. But I'm running out of storage on it, and most of the space is taken up by photos and videos.
Right.
So I back them up to the cloud. I use Google Photos.
Perfect.
And I want to remove them from the phone, but I also obviously want a second backup because I just don't want one set of photos.
So smart. For instance, it's unlikely, but what if Google, for some reason, and this has happened, says, "Yeah, we don't like you. We're going to delete your account." Oh no, that's all my pictures.
Exactly.
So you're exactly right.
I'm thinking of biting a bullet and getting Amazon Prime.
Then they have unlimited upload for Amazon Prime, just like Google does. Except the difference is they give you high quality video and photos.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but how do I move them up to Amazon Photos? And is there a way to automate it so that new photos I take automatically?
You bet.
Go up.
It's just like the Google Photos. So you get the Amazon Prime Photo app.
Okay.
They have a photo app. You turn on that automatic uploader. Boom. Now, once you get them uploaded to both Google and Amazon, then you can go into Google. You know, as you probably already know, there's a setting in Google that says, hey, delete everything that's already been uploaded. I don't need it.
Right.
And you really have it still because you could either open the Amazon app or the Google app, and there's all your photos. And if you wanted a full quality version, you could, you know, download it. But that's the beauty of it. Yeah, Amazon, if you have Prime, gives you unlimited full resolution, unlike Google, full resolution photo storage. They do limit it to 10 gigabytes of video.
Okay.
So that's something to be aware of. You can buy more. $20 a year gives you 100 gigabytes. So.
Right. So if I start that Amazon Prime account and connect my Google Photo account to it, it'll automatically take what
no.
I currently have.
No. So it'll only take what's on your phone. If you have stuff that's no longer on your phone but it's only in Google Photos, you'll need to download it and then upload it to Amazon.
No, I got everything on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Then it'll just take everything. It just looks in your photo gallery, not the Google Photos. Okay. It just looks in your regular gallery and says, oh, good, I'll take all that. Actually, on an Android phone, that is Google Photos. It'll just take it all. Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Hey, have fun.
Thank you.
It's a really good idea. You're very smart. Never have just one copy of anything. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.